Yeah, holding the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin. We finished the Mishnah. The what? There were 13 Ishtach voice. They bowed down 13 times. So the Mishnah says because of the different 13 different gates there were in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara says now, Mas Nisin Abba Yosi Ben Yochanan Hi. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yosi Ben Yochanan Hi. The Yoma Keneged Yud Yomul Sharim. That he says the reason why they used to make 13 Ishtach voice, they used to bow down, lie down 13 times, that's because Kinega the 13 different gates leading into the Beis HaMikdash. Of Abraham Karabonon, but according to Rabbonon Chito, Shiva Sharam Hoyu, the Azora. There was only 7 gates in the Azora. That's the Rabbonon Chito. Not 13, but just 7. Of Isaiah, according to Rabbonon, it's Shreza, then why did they bow down 13 times? You can't say it was Kinega the gates, because there weren't 13 gates in the Beis HaMikdash. Like the Korban Neder says, Aval Rabbonim the Yamri Shiva Sharim Hoy, according to Rabbonim, there are only 7 gates, the Midish, Kashu, it's a Kasha, Heicha Hoyu Mishtachvin. Where did they bow down 13 times? Tikimlu Shoyu Mishtachvin Yud Yumul Ishtachavoyz. That our Mishnah says, we had before, he used to bow down 13 different places. Is what's these reasons why 13 is there's only 7 gates according to the Rabbonim? And for the Gemara, as Adas Rabbonim Heichin Hoyu Ishtachavoyz, where did they used to bow down? Ishtachvas halolu, where were these bowing downs? And the Moraki Yehidah Tanina, like we learned, Tamon learned over there, that Yud Gimel Pirtsois Hoyu Boy, there were 13 different breaks in the wall, Sheaportsu Malchayoven, that the Greeks made 13 different holes break through in the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. There's a Moran Midas. V'chosru v'gidram, v'nei chashmenoi, when Eved Chashbonoi came after the Yehonim, they came and fixed up these 13 breaks that they made through the walls. The Gozru connect them Yud Gimel Ishtachavoyz. And because of these 13 holes in the wall that the Yehonim made, and later the Chashbonoi fixed them up, connected this, they were masakin to bow down 13 times, and that each pirtza that was fixed up used to bow down another time. This was the 13 Ishtachavoyz they had. Ksiv Zemar says a pasuk in Tzchayo. Come at that time in Moshe Mashiach, they'll come out, water will come out, live water will come out from Yerushalayim. Tony was learnt. Also Gemara in Yuma, that Mibes Kodesh HaKadoshim, that like really it says like in the Mishnah really, that Vasidim Lias Yotzim Mimitachas Mifton Habayis, that Lasa Lovay, they'll come out a stream of water coming out from the Beis HaMikdash. Now where does it start off? It starts off in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And this is like a very small flow of water that from the Kodesh HaKadoshim is very, very small. And when it comes out, the further away it goes, the bigger and bigger the stream becomes. So it starts off from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Tony, mi beis Kodesh HaKadoshim ad ha-preichis. From the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself until the preichis, kegarnei silei v'chili. It's the size of the horns of a very small asheret, very small creature. He says here, kegarnei kilei v'chili, Mine shivlu heim v'karneim dakin miyoy. They're very, very small, their horns. V'karnei chagovim ovim heim. Now the horns of a grasshopper is a little bit thicker than that. V'chut shel seshi, when you weave, the chut that goes straight across, that's a little bit thicker than that. V'chut shel orev avmimenu, and the string that goes across, that's even thicker. In other words, the further it went away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the thicker the flow of water became. So it started out in the Kodesh HaKadoshim until the Pareichas, it was very, very thin. Just the size of the horn of a very small sheretz. Min ha-pareiches ad ha-mizbeach, when it went further out from the pareiches until the mizbeach ha-zov, kekarnei chagovim. It already looked, it came as big as the horns of a grasshopper. Min mizbeach ha-zov ad ha-zoros, when it went further this flow, from the mizbeach ha-zov, the inside mizbeach, until the azorim, ekechut shel shesi. It became the thickness already of a string that you made going straight up and down along the loom. Min ha-zoros ad miftun abayis, from the Azorus until under the bayis itself, the Beis HaMikdash, is kechut shel orev. It became a little bit thicker already, like the string you put crisscross, horizontal across the loom. Mikan v'yelech, afterwards when the water, this flow of water came outside the Beis HaMikdash, ke mipi hapach, as if it's spilling out from a bottle. That's the flow of the water. That's what it says we know in our Mishnah. Svesidim liyas yetze mitachas miftun abayis. Yeah. Mikanvil is up there, the Kovneda. Mizgav of Herlach Mipiapach. outside the base of Midish got a little bit bigger, and then the flow looked like a piapach, like the bottle or bottle flow. Here the Pesuk in the Cheskel says, "V'hine mayim mefachim min hakosef hayimonis." The water like was flowing out from the right side. Betseis ish kodim, when the man came out from kodim from Mizrach side, the kov biyodoi, he had a measuring stick in his hand. The yomod, and he measured elef b'ama. He measured 1,000 amas. The yavireni b'mayim, and he went over the water. Me'af soyim ad kasula. When he measured 1,000 amas, that means outside the base of Midish. When he measured the flow of this water, when it reached the measurement of 1,000 amas, at that thing, you know how deep the water was up until his ankle. Then, via the pasuk says, the yomod elef, he measured another 1,000 amas away from the base of Midish, his flow of water. The Yavireno Bamayim went over the water, may Birkoyim, then already reached his ankles already. Ad Birkayim, it reached until his ankles. When it was 2,000 amas away from the base of Midish, then this little flow of water was deep up until his ankles, up until his knees. Vaita Vayomat Elef, he measured another 1,000 amas away, the Yavireno may Mosnoyim, and then it went up till his hips already, went into the water. Ad Mosnai, up until his hips, that's how deep the water was. Mikan v'yelech, then further after the 3,000 amas away from the base of Midish, vayomod elef nachal asher loyuchal aver, that the water there was so strong already and so deep that they couldn't even go over the water. Afilu liberunin gedela, ein yechel aver boy, even a big ship couldn't go over that water. That's how strong the water became when it was so far away, like 4 or 5,000 amas away from the base of Midish. So the kids of this flow starts from the Kodesh Kedoshim, mamash a very very thin flow, like the horns of a small sheretz, and it ends up a few thousand amas away, so big and so strong that even a big ship can't go through this water.
It will be.
My timer, what's the reason? Now the Pasuk says, V'tzi adir lo yavrenu. Like, for my time means, how do we know this? The Pasuk in Shoyo says, but see, out there a big ship, lo yavrenu, won't be able to go over it. That's how strong this water will be. Mifneima, why? Ki go hamayim mei isochu. Because the water became so strong, mei isochu. Mai mei isochu, what does it mean the water is mei isochu? It means miloshet. That it's going to be so strong, you won't be able to swim. People can't swim in this water. Omar Rav Chuna, the Asrin Kori L'Shaita Shchuna. People called, you know, swimming, Shchuna. In his city, they used to call swimming with the word Shchuna. The Pasuk says now, Uforas Yodov Bikirboi, Kasha Yuforash HaSoiche Lishchais. Person will spread out his hands like you spread out your hands when you go swimming. So it's a riot, the word Soiche Shuchas here goes on swimming. The Momal L'Soiches, what does it mean, Taka, the word Soiches? Is Om Rab Yosi Bei Rabun Mayin Demismalin Bialma. This is water that everybody's going to talk about. This water, whereas Lesuchais means like the word Suach of talking Sach. There's people are going to talk about how strong this water is. People are all going to talk about it. It says here Shidabru Oilam Boy V'Yiru Oisay. They'll be afraid of this water. Is also right. Loss of love, it is what's going to happen from this little flow that's going to come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's going to end up to be a very strong river, very strong flow. Ksiv the Pasuk says in Zechayo, Bayoimahu, Yiye Mokor Niftoch LeBeis David. There'll be an opening of a Makor of a well for Beis David. Ul Yoshve Yerushaloyim, Lechatas Lunida. It'll be good for Chatas and for Nida. Lechatas Pasuk means this will be a flow of water, a Mayim Chayim. You'll be able to use this water for the Mechatis, and it'll also be kosher l'nida, for a nida to be toivel in it. Kopon for zova to be toivel, she needs mayim chayim. Is Rabbi Yishmael Reb Nachman, b'shem Rabbi Yonison, mi beis David v'yad yoshva Yerushalayim kisher l'nida l'chatis. From beis David means from the beis Hamikdash up until the whole Yerushalayim, when this flow of water will go through Yerushalayim, the first flow of water is going to be kosher, will have a shem mayim chayim on it, be live water, that you could use it for nida ulechatis. You could use that water for the mechatis. You have to take mayim chayim. This water will be considered mayim chayim. Of a mikan v'yela from outside Yerushalayim, may taru b'seim. It'll be already mixed up water. It won't be completely live water like well water, but there'll be other rain water mixed into it. The melech sharon l'nida, the water will still be kosher for nivu to be for a nida to be tovel in it. But it'll be possible for mechatis. For mechatis, you have to have that's for the paradum when they burn it. They mix it up in mayim chayim al keli. You have to put live water, means live running water. Here, once this water goes outside Yerushalayim, it's going to be possible for the mechatis. It's going to be called other waters are mixed up into it. It'll be made terubis. Amar Reb Loza, Mi Beis David Vad Yoshvi Yerushalayim Kisheri Lo Nidu Lachatis. He learns like this, that from through Yerushalayim it's going to be kosher for a Nida and for Chatis. Like it's going to be called Mayim Chayim, it's good water. Mikan V'yelach after Yerushalayim Mei Ketafris Oisein. It's called water that's Ketafris, that he says here means Har Meshupa, it's like a slanty mountain. Shemidroino Misayda Mechudad, it's a very slanty point, slanty miyoid. Ve'aviru amayim derech daf hanosel lemadron upsulin gam lanida. That time the water will be like so still steep, going up and down. Will be possible even for nida. Litzvul bem. So that's what he's saying. Mikan ve'elech mekat frisenheim psulin lanida lechatis. The water will even be possible for nida also. Before we learned, there'll be kosher for nida. Now he's learning a blessing saying, no, we'll even be possible l'nida also. Because the water is going to be katafris. So shallow, what's the chesaron from katafris? So one shot is, they'll be called zechlin. This will be called running water. And it's talking about now you have mei geshamin, or rainwater mixed into it. That rainwater is not kosher when the water is running. That's called zechlin. Rainwater is only good for mikvah when the water is staying still. It has to be like in a mikvah in one place. When the water is running, it'll be possible. Another pshat is katafris means here the water like is running down a steep hill, and there's not 40 saw at any one point. So since there's no 40 saw at one point, it'll be possible for a mikvah. It won't be good for need to be table there either. It'll only be good in Yerushalayim. But once the water reaches outside Yerushalayim, there won't even be 40 saw at one point. So may it'll be possible even for a needle. See if the pasuk says in Yecheskel, Vayomer Elai. The water is going to come out now to Galila Kadmoina. It means the earlier, the first Galila. What does that mean? Zu Yam Shel Samchli. This means the water is going to come out to the Yam, to the ocean called Samchli. So Korbneda says, Ze Yam Shel Samchli means the Shiva Yamim Sevevim Eretz Yisrael. There are seven different oceans that goes around Eretz Yisrael. For Dalad Mehem Yam Shel Samchli. Four of them are Yam Shel Samchli. For Dalad Mehem, the one of the four of them, Yam Shel Samchli is one. For Shel Tveri is another one. Samchli is the name of a place. So the ocean around there, for Shel Tveri, the Yam HaMelech, for Yam HaGodel. The forest, the Glila Kadmoini, who Yam Shel Samchli. That it says the water went out. So the Glila Kadmoini means the water went to this ocean called Yam Samchli. V'yardu el harova, then the pasuk says it went down to the harova, zel yam shel Tveria. Then the water got mixed into the yam shel Tveria, the ocean of Tveria. Obo ha-yama, then it says the water came to the yama. What does yama mean? Zel yam ha-melech, that means the yam ha-melech. El ha-yama ha-mutsoyim, then it says it went to like the middle, or yam, that means zel ha-yam ha-godol. That's the yam ha-godol. Now, v'loma nikra shmoy mutsoyim, why is it called the yam ha-godol, called mutsoyim? Because two times did the Yam HaGadol go over the world, like to destroy the world. Echad v'dor enish, one time with the dor enish, there was like a mixus of a mabul, that the water came out to destroy some of the people there. V'yechad v'dor haflaga, another time with the dor haflaga, also this Yam, the Yam HaGadol, went out to destroy these people. So he said the Kerbenedah, Yam HaGadol, hu Yam HaHoylech Meretz Yisrael Medina Espanya. Purishayna, but Dor Enish, Yotza Ad Medina. It went to the city called Medina, Sheshmo Klavia. The Medina Surfas. That's called Surfas. That's like, France, right? Surfas, France. Over Dor Hafloga, Yotza Ad Hasloyim, Shemedina's Bravia. And you want to say that's Svard. That's, Spain. So, kids, so one time it went to France, and one time it went to Spain. So, the Yama Godol, the Dara Flog and Dara Enosh, that's when it went out. So it's called Emtsoyim, Mutsoyim, means two times it went out. Rabbi Loza, B'Shem, Rabbi Chanina. Barishayna Yotzaat Kabluya. The first time it went out to the city called Kabluya. Uvishniya, the second time, Yotzaat Kippur Ravia. That's the place we went to the second time. We're saying now this Ravia, this is, he wants to say it's Svarad, Spain. Rabbi Yacha b'shem Rabbi Chanina, Barishayna Yotzaat Kippur Ravia. Uvishniya Yotzaat Akku. Second time it went out to Akku. Viad Yafu. It also went out to Yafu. That's where it went to. It will soon see. The pasuk says, "Ad poi savoi." Till here it went. V'loy soisiv won't go anymore. What does that mean? Ad aku tova. It's going to go to aku. V'loy soisiv means upo. V'loy soisiv. Yafu. And it won't go. V'yafu. And it won't go more. It's ad aku tova. According to it says, that means dorish. Poi kemoi koi, up until here we go, and not more. Opo yoshis begoin galecho means ad yofoi until I go until yafo. That's where we'll go. Oshis goin galecho, and nicha yoma rabba v'yoma demilcha. Now it says, what does it mean? Shehutra hamayin lovu l'shom. Why did this water have to go through these places? De lamaskon, to make it a little sweet. Shememeyem maluchim asruchim. Because before it came from the Yam HaMelech, which was very salty and not so good. So it's good we understand why it had to go through these rivers, these oceans, to make the water sweet. So it says here what? Nicha Yoma Rabba V'Yoma Demilcha. It's good why from the Yam HaGodla and the Yam HaMelech, the waters had to go through Vishril Demiskin, in order that the water should become sweet. Of Yama de Tverion, Yama de Samchu, why did the waters have to go through there also? What was the purpose to say now this water by Stam is the same water coming through the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Why did it have to go through the Yam de Tverion, the Yam de Samchu? What was the purpose? And the Gemara Larabas de Gosim, to give a lot of fish in this water also. The water should pick up a lot of fish when it's going out. The Chiv, the Pasuk says, Lemina Siya de Gosim. That means lemina minim tia de gosim. Should be a lot of different type of minim sorts of fish. Kovenedo meshanim l'rabis de gosim. She they mayim mele because of these waters yisbarchem and mayim lagadol dogim harbor. There'll be a lot of fish there. Lemina tia de gosim kro yiserus. Next pasuk here. Tepshitad lemina tia from its sort. El olame de mina minim mishunim. A lot of different types of fish. That weren't there before all these different types of fishes, they'll grow now inside it. So that's why this water went through these last two yams, the Yam of Tveri and the Yam of the Samchui, today it should have a lot of fish inside it. Tony, Omram Shimon Gamliel, Maise Sholachte Letzidon, I went to Tzidon, Vehevi Lefona Yoiser Mishloish Meyas Mine Dogim Betam Chuyechot. In one plate, they brought in front of me 300 different types of fishes. Now, that's how much fish there were in this type of an ocean. So that's why the water went through this ocean, today to get a lot of type of fish. The pasuk says, "Vayetin Yecheskel v'nirpu hamoyim," and the water posture became a little bit nirpu, a little bit weak. And another pasuk says later, "Bitzoisov ugvoyov v'loy yirafu," that the water will not become weak. La Melech Nisonu. So Churat Akasha, Ksiv Nirpu Hamayim. One pasuk says the water will become weak. V'yar Tamat, and the next pasuk says V'lo Yirafu Hamayim. The pasuk will not become weak. So Churat Astira, and the Gemara Mokamu Ushma Lo Yirafu. That the pasuk says V'lo Yirafu, it doesn't mean the water is not going to become weak, but rather that's only a place called Lo Yirafu. But really, the water did become weak. So the first pasuk of Nirpu Hamoyim, that's good. The next pasuk says V'lo Yirafu, that's only saying that's the name of a place. Like it says Mokamu Sheshmoi V'lo Yirafu, that's the name of the place. V'achi Perusha, this is the pshat of the Korban Eidah. V'itziyosu, when it went out, the Gavoya V'mokim Sheshmoi V'lo Yirafu L'melech Nitnu, it was given over to salt V'lo Yivoya L'shem Amayim HaKadoshim, that the water Kadoshim should not go there. But it's not saying that it was weak water, that it wasn't weak, just that's the name of the place. For the Maravi, the pasuk says, V'al hanachal yale al svosai mizel mizel kolay tzmachol v'lo yibol oleyu, and the leaves won't become spoiled v'lo yitam period, and it won't end its fruits l'chadoshev, for every month Yivaki, he'll have like new fruits every month. Is Tony. Omer Reb Yehuda. Lefi Shabayla Mazen. The world we're living in right now. Tfua Oisel Lishisha Chadoshim. When you plant wheat, it takes 6 months for it to grow. V'ilon Oisel Lishnei Masa Chodesh. It takes a tree to give off fruit, it takes a year. 12 months, then it gives off fruit. Avolosid Lavoid, this post is talking about Losid Lavoid, Hatfua Oisel Chodesh Echud. In 1 month, you'll be able to grow a wheat. V'ilon Oisel Lishnei Chadoshim. And in 2 months, the trees will give off their fruits. My time, what's the pshat? How do we know this? Lechadoshiv Yevakir. Says Mashmir, in 2 months, I'll give off new fruits. Those the trees will give off in 2 months, you'll have new fruits then. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Lefi Shabayla Mazeh Hatzfu Oysel Shisha Chadoshim. Right now it takes 6 months for the wheat to grow. V'ilon Oysel Yud Beis Chodesh. Right now it takes a year, 12 months, for the trees to give off its fruit. Avolosid Lovoi, the Moshe Mashiach, Hatzfu Oysel Tesvav Yoyin. Not even a month. It'll take 15 days. 15 days for the tfuah, the wheat, to grow. Vila noisa l'chodesh echud. And the tree will give off fruit mamish in 1 month. Shekein motzino, we learn, where do we find this? Shosa ha-tfuah v'yimei yoyil. We had one time and this happened v'yimei yoyil l'chamish shosa yoyim. In 15 days, the tfuah grew already. The barley grew already. The korv v'yimei oimer. And they were able to use the oimer. They first planted in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they planted the barley, and by the time of the Omer, on the 16th day, it was already used. So they cut it down on the 15th day, so in 15 days it grew. My timer, Pasuk says, Ubnei Tzion Gilu V'simchu B'Hashem L'Kechem Kinosan L'Chem Es HaMoira L'Tzdoka. He'll give the Moira the rain, will come with Tzdoka. V'Yorva L'Chem Geshem Moira Malkush. That will be coming down rain that will be good for us. Barishon. At the beginning. Makayim, what does it mean? Rabbi Yosef Lechadoshev Yevakir means Bechol Chodesh Mechodesh Yemavakir. And every single month, the trees will give off new pears. That's what Gilad said, a big Kiddush, not only in 2 months, but in 1 month, the trees will give off its fruit. The Pasuk says, Vaitin Yecheskel, V'yolehu Lisrufa. And its leaves will be the violet we have before. This roof of Hashem will be for refuah. It will help us out. It'll heal us. Rabbi Yechon, it says tarfia meitzis oleha v'tarfiv mezayna. If you're like a tarfiv meitzis oleha, so he said the carbonator hateris nirin yosim in olin shebilonis. You'll be able to see the fruits more than you'll be able to see the tree itself. That's how much fruits will be there. Even though now we see much more leaves than we see fruits. That time you'll see much more fruits than you'll see the leaves. V'tarf mezoina. Well, he learned here at the Kasha. V'tarf mezoina. V'chitarf mozenu. The karma taper is near in Yosim in Olin. Like, what's the big Kiddush? Is the Olin worth anything? That's the way he learns. The carbon, he learns a little bit different. He learns that it means that the Freya Metzis V'Tarif Mezoina means Trufa Lashon Mozen, that will give us Mezoinas. If you'll suck out just the leaves, Harehi Mezen, just by sucking out the leaves of the tree, that will also satisfy you. You won't even have to eat the fruits. Just by sucking out the leaves itself, you'll have tremendous Mezoinas from. So Rav explains now. Rav and Shmuel, so Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Chadom alahate peh, shelamalim. That will be very good. For the peh lamalim means it will satisfy you. It will make you feel good. The chadom alahate peh shelamata. Something eating this will make you like shul, should make you have to go, or let you go on the bottom. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chadom alahate peh akoros. I mean, an isha that can't give birth, can't get come pregnant, now she'll be able to come pregnant. V'chadom alahata pe'omim. Someone that can't talk, when they eat these leaves, it'll make them be able to talk. It'll open up their mouth, so they'll be able to talk again. Good. These are all the psukim we're talking about. Necheskel will be lost and lovely. Yemais HaMashiach. Now, the Mishnah says, L'umais batzofen. That Mishnah says, on the tzofen, on the north side, smuchim b'mariv, close to mariv, was also four gates. Shar Yechonya, Shar HaKorbin, Shar HaNoshim, Shar HaShir. That's what our Mishnah says. Then the Mishnah says, V'loma Nikra Shemoi Shar Yechonya. Why was that gate called Shar Yechonya? Shebayotzi Yechonya Begulusai. That's the gate that Yechonya went out when he went above, when he went into Golis. That's why it's called on his name, Shar Yechonya. So Gemara explains now. V'lumas Betzofin. At Moitze, it was learned, at Moitza, you find, Beishah Sha'ola Nebuchadnezzar Lekan, when Nebuchadnezzar came up to Eretz Yisrael, and he wanted to conquer Eretz Yisrael, he says, At Moitza Beishah Sha'ola Nebuchadnezzar Eretz Yisrael, Delikach Es Yoyochin, he wanted to take the Melech Yoyochin, Achashem Lichu B'mokim Yoyochim, after the Klai Yisrael appointed him to be the king, take the place of Yoyochim, over of his father, V'yatzuhu Sharei Bovel Esalkli, and the heads of Bovel gave him the eight to go and conquer this king of Yoyochin. So the Nebuchadnezzar now went up to Yerushalayim. Is Bov Yoyshev Loi Bedoifnei Shel Antuchia. He went to sit in the outskirts of this city, Antuchia. The Yotza Sanhedrin Gedolin Lekroisei. So the heads of the Sanhedrin Gedolin went out to see Nebuchadnezzar. The Yomu, they said to him, Hegiyaz Man Abayez Azeli Chorv, like Doshan Akasha, like, are you coming now to be Chorv and make a Churban to the Beis Hamikdash? Is it the time ready for the Churban Abayez? Omo Lehens, Nebuchadnezzar answered back, Oysoi, Shemlachti Aleichem, Tenuli. All I want is your king. The new king Yoyochin, you put up now for the king, give him to me. Vani Herlech, I'll go away, I'll leave you alone. Is Bo V'yomu Lo Yochin Melech Yudah. So they went, the Sanhedrin went to tell Yoyochin the king, what's going on? That the Nebuchadnezzar boy lecho, the Nebuchadnezzar wants you. If we'll give you over to him, he'll leave you, leave us alone. Is kivon sheshama mehen? When Yoyochin heard this, is kach noto mavtechos beis hamikdash? He took the keys to the beis hamikdash and all the legagos lehechel. He went up to the top of the hechel, top of the roof of the beis hamikdash, and all malafon of ribonish lelum. He sat in front of the kodesh baruch hu. Lishavar means the years before. Hayino nemonim lecho. We were trustworthy to you. And Klal Yisrael was erlich. They did the mitzvahs. V'ahoyim after chaystecha misurim lanu. And therefore, the keys of the Beis Hamikdash means the rule of the Beis Hamikdash was in our hands. We took care of the Beis Hamikdash. Avach shav sheinon nemonim. But right now, the Klal Yisrael is not nemonim. We're not trustworthy. In other words, we're doing averus. We're not nem. We're not doing the mitzvahs the way we're supposed to. That's why the Nebuchadnezzar is starting to come now. Is a haray miftachaysecha misurim lecho. The keys are giving back to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't belong in our hands anymore. Like a mashal, like you take it back, like it's the end of us already. The end of the Beis Hamikdash. Is train amaroyim. So my plague is two amaroyim, exactly what happened to the keys. Chadam, one says, Zarkon, he threw it up. Yochin threw up the keys, kapi shemayim. V'oid lo yardu, and they didn't come down anymore. That was the maisa. The Chadama one says no. Bol kimin yad, like a mamish, like a hand came down from Shemayim, but not lost him yaday and took up the keys, took them away from him. Is kivon shiro kol chure Yehuda? When all the chure Yehuda saw, he says that means shen rotzin amokim mevodasim v'shinimas leiv hamelach b'kirboy. When all the chure means the heads of Yerushalayim, sorry Yehuda, the heads of Yehuda, ro shaleiv hamelach nimas. That the king is angry at us, like in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, was not being mekabel our avodah. When all the heads of the Yehuda saw this, kivon shiro kol chure Yehuda is kein olo l'reish gagusayim. They went up to the top of the roofs, on top of the roof, v'noflu and they fell umesu and they killed themselves. Hodu desiv. That's what the pasuk says in Shayo gei chizoyin malucha efoi ki olis. That they went up to the Gag and the Mamash Yor killed himself there. As Gosheh, they saw that Hashem didn't want them anymore. There was come out the time for Nebuchadnezzar to come and make a Churban Abayis. That's what they did. And he said the Pshat Lepsukim there was a big quail going on. That Hoya Bechor Volomat Mesabel, if they ask him why you mean Mesabel, and the Novi answered back, because a lot of people were killed now. Al shenoflu min agagas, that they fell out off the roof. This is the maaseh. The reason why they fell off the roof was because they saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not nichon with the avodah they were doing anymore, and the king was angry at them. They went up and they fell down off the roof.